Thank you and welcome back. Over the weekend, Congress wrestled with the concept of a government shutdown, which would occur on October 1st. National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Tanner Bamer tells us what would happen to the cattle industry and the ag economy as a whole if the government shut down October 1.
Yeah, if there was a government shutdown, we would be in a pretty significant pickle, right? Obviously, every administration has their own way of determining what agencies or what personnel are deemed to be essential in the course of a government shutdown where their services would not be disrupted. So things like MBAF, where we do the foot and mouth disease vaccine bank holding, that kind of stuff is going to be deemed essential. The disruptions won't happen there. Same thing goes for the Food Safety and Inspection Service or the grading program at USDA. Those are user fee funded programs anyway, so they're not going to be impacted by a shutdown. However, things like Farm Service Agency county offices, we can expect those to shut down and the employees to be furloughed for the duration of a shutdown. We can also should be expecting to see a lapse in reporting for livestock mandatory reporting reports, which of course is a very critical market transparency tool. That also is a way that a lot of people price fat cattle in this country. So there's a lot more beyond just that that would be a pretty significant disruption in cattle country in the event of a government shutdown. And that's not even including all of the other things that you could potentially run into with, you know, lapses in access to services through veterans programs and whatever else. I mean, there's just a lot on the line in terms of making sure that the government stays open and delivering services to the American people. This is a fairly partisan exercise. It didn't used to be that way, but it typically nowadays, again, is kind of turned into a very partisan thing. And so Democrats really need to be hearing from rural America about how important it is to keep the government fully funded and keep it open. Chuck Schumer took a lot of flack from his left flank the last time there was a funding deadline and House Republicans jammed a continuing resolution through to the Senate. And Chuck Schumer allowed the process to unfold to avert a government shutdown back then. There were a lot of people on the left side of his party that were very upset about that. And so Democrats need to be hearing from rural America about how important it is that the government stays open and delivering services to rural America, especially at this point where the rural economy is so fragile right now. It also is really beneficial to also have that conversation with Republicans. A lot of them are trying to do the right thing and keep the government open, but there are a small handful of pretty extreme Republicans who just don't like to vote on spending bills. And those votes, there's only so many that Speaker Johnson can move before we risk that bill failing in the House of Representatives. So reach out, contact your members of Congress, let them know how important this is, and make sure that they do the right thing and pass this continuing resolution.
Late last week, the Fed lowered the interest rate by a quarter of a point. That gave the stock market a two-day surge to new record heights. But what do interest rate cuts mean to farmers? Arlen Suderman of StoneX.
Obviously, every farmer would like to have lower interest rates, particularly because we're seeing a situation now where more farmers are having to carry over balances on operating notes to the next year. They would like to have lower interest rates. I understand that. The tone of the question sounded like for the economy. From economy standpoint, M2 money supply is at a record high level. There were a number of incentives in the tax bill that passed this summer to expand. And a lot of those incentives are available for farmers as well, by the way. But surveys have found that a lot of corporations have expansion plans in place, but they're not implementing them because of the uncertainty of Trump's tariffs. So you have M2 money supply record high levels. You have corporations who have expansion plans, but they're putting those on hold till they have more clarity on tariffs, etc. If suddenly we get clarity, this economy could just explode with corporate expansion, hiring people, consumer confidence comes back so consumers feel comfortable buying homes. Mortgage rates this last week hit three-year lows. They're more interested in buying cars, electronics, and everything, and that can be inflationary. So how much should the Fed cut when there's that much juice already in the system? So from the economy standpoint, I'm more conservative on the cuts. From a farmer standpoint, they would like to have more cuts to help them out in these tough times. And again, what president wouldn't want to have lower rates? And if that causes inflation, that's the next president's problem, so to speak. But he's obviously more vocal about everything.
Arlen Suderman on PBS's Market to Market show over the weekend. This is Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. We'll be right back.